Right.
Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barber, and with me is Dr. Nicola Bird, and today we're talking about closet eating, or when you, basically eating alone, or when you're by yourself. So there's a couple, and so there's two situations that seem to be major influences on eating or overeating, or when you're sort of less in control of how you eat, let's say it that way. And so one of them, and they're completely at the opposite ends of the spectrum. One of them is when you're influenced socially. So you're at a party or you're at some sort of event where the sort of contextual frame of that event is to eat a lot. So at like Thanksgiving dinner or at a cookout or at a wedding, it's just kind of, it's on, everyone's eating, and it becomes socially acceptable, if not encouraged, to go with the flow of eating as much as everyone else. Or even going out for dinner, you know, when everyone's sitting around waiting to see who orders first, and whoever orders the most food, that's the bar, and that's how much everyone else can order. But if the first person orders something small, the next person doesn't quite feel appropriate to order bigger than that, unless there's, you know, unless there's that one person at the table who's the big eater, who you know will kind of set the bar high. I know everyone's done this, where they kind of look around seeing who else is going to order first, and there's almost this agreement that are we all eating big today, or are we all eating reasonable? So there's one end where social influences have a high can have a big impact on how much food you choose to eat, or what kind of food, and just how much that event will be as far as food. And then there's the other end of the spectrum when you're alone and you're just facing yourself, and that's your secretive way of eating that in many cases people, even their spouses, don't know what their spouse is doing. Like, it's a completely secret way of eating, and that's in both cases. To me, from what I've seen, those are the two ways people overeat. They either overeat socially or they overeat alone. And I know I've done both, and I know a lot of people who do both. And it's not that we do one or the other. In most cases, it's those are our two moments, and so we're gonna focus on the one where you're alone. And to me, the one where you're alone is, it recurs more often because there's always alone time, and every day of your life, you have moments where you're by yourself, and you're just facing yourself. You don't have distraction, so you can't avoid a particular emotion when you're alone, or the opportunity for certain emotions. You have to face them, just face yourself when you're by yourself. And people have those moments. It could be contextual. It could be driving. Like, I know that's one for me. Like, certain situations when I know I'm driving in a stressful situation, I know I'm medicating with food in the car because I don't want to be in traffic. I don't want to head to wherever I'm going. It's like I need this just to get from point A to point B without getting mad, right? Again, everyone knows I do it when I travel. It's just I'm alone on a plane, and that's just what I need. But then there's other things where you're a particular time of the day when you're by yourself, and it comes up. So that's when I guess the opportunity is to recognize why you're emotionally eating at that moment, because you're just with yourself. And is it a lonely thing? Is it a boredom thing? Is it an anxiety thing? Whatever it is, there's nobody else. It's not anybody else. It's not like someone set you off. You're having that moment, and it's all by yourself. So it happens, but it's also an opportunity to learn, like right at that moment. So I guess for that one, I mean, I don't know if you have any thoughts on this right now after I explain that, but the trick there is, the difference is there's no distraction in this case, and this is when you're by yourself. So I guess it's an opportunity to learn, but also, I mean, what are your thoughts on what to do about it when you're in that moment?
Well, it's a really vulnerable thing for people who are overeaters when they're hiding, and it's a very common trait to hide and eat. For one, that when you talk about the social eating dynamic of being out socially and overeating and things like that, but people who struggle with weight issues in particular can easily develop habits of hiding and eating because of the social shame attached to their eating, because they might get negative comments, or they don't want to receive negative comments or to be seen in a certain negative light. And so the shame of eating because of their struggles with weight or having on extra weight will cause them to want to retreat and hide rather than face the shame of social judgment or condemnation. But as a result, because they're hiding, they will tend to overeat more because there's actually no one to
judge them
or judge them. And so they'll just reserve it for public, which does tend to be to increase the emotional eating, increase the shame, and without the boundaries, cause more overeating. So it's a vicious, vicious circle. And it's very common. And I mean, I can think of so many scenarios in my life when I have been with people who have on extra weight. And I'm eating just normally, and they're barely eating, and I hear all kind of comments about how much I eat compared to how little they eat, and yet I'm slim and they're not. Mm-hmm. And that's just, again, the social shame, the feeling of personal shame, and then the fear of being socially shamed and wanting to appear a certain way and being in denial.
Mm-hmm. So they restrict themselves in front of other people, but then obviously eat excessive amounts when no one's around.
And shame is driving that behavior.
Mm-hmm. And shame is a very destructive emotion.
It's a very destructive emotion. It's a very, very sad place to be because the hiding, again, prevents you from getting any help. You'll be in denial with yourself and you're just in your own head battling something very painfully. Mm-hmm. Very painful place. And of course, the more you do that, is the worse you feel about yourself, is the more that you're going to be driven to eat more to cope with those unhappy and unhealthy and difficult emotions. Mm-hmm. But especially in a culture where we have so many images and the social, you know, slim is the ideal, and then a woman or someone who is struggling with, you know, negative body images, then yes, that struggle is quite intense. And I know one person who I'm seeing gaining more and more weight and you know, is very stressed with work, and no one ever sees her eating. Not even her family ever sees her eating. Mm-hmm. And she blames it on hormones and different things. But, you know, when I've said to the family member, she's hiding, they were all shocked. They couldn't even conceive it because they've said they've never seen her eat. Mm-hmm. But you can't keep gaining weight
if you're not eating.
If you know, and she gets up and walks every morning, if you're not overeating, but no one is seeing her do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I guess really what we're getting to is to address the underlying root cause of why you're hiding your eating. And I, again, all of this is easier said than done, but the ultimate sort of end of this particular situation is to have no division between the way,
yes,
the way you eat when you're alone or when you're with people, and not even, and I don't mean the specifics of what you're going to choose, but I mean the way you approach it and the way you feel about it. Like you, yeah, like if you and Nicole, if you and I go out for dinner,
that's right,
I should have the same feelings about how I'm eating there with you as when, yeah, I'm eating on my own, just at home watching something on TV. Like it shouldn't be distinctly different emotional events. It's you should get to the point where that it's like I'm eating and I'm just eating, and then I eat with you, or I eat by myself, or I eat with somebody else, or I'm eating at a party. You know, whatever it is,
they need to be
closer. Anyways, closer, right, closer together in feeling. One shouldn't be this in the shadows, shameful event, and the, right, other one high stress because you're trying to appear a certain way to people. Like that, oh my God, that's exhausting if that's the way you actually eat.
Right.
But I know people do. Like a lot of people, yeah, this is the daily struggle. It's what face am I going to show the world?
That's
and
right.
And then I have a different way of eating when I'm by myself. But that way's full of shame and guilt and regret. And oh my God, like
it's horrible.
Oh, yeah. You need to like have a nap just to deal with that. So so all of that, like the idea is to level that out where almost every event's sort of the same, you
absolutely
know, more or less. You want to get closer to the middle because right now that, in that situation, it's a pendulum swinging one way and the other.
Right. So, I mean, I won't emphasize too much about the social eating aspect because that's a whole other big dialogue in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're focusing on one side of this pendulum.
Yes, yes. And I mean, but that's an important context. But we're really focusing on that whole hiding, the secretive eating, and what a struggle that is and how to cope and deal with that. One, of course, that you really do have to face this. I mean, part of the fact that you're hiding, you think you're hiding from the world, but you're also trying to hide from yourself. Like, you're in denial when you're doing it, and it's likely that the tapes of I'll stop doing this and no one's seeing me. But, you know, it's still, whether it's a, if you try to remove yourself from the social shame, now you're just having a personal shame. You're not getting rid of the shame. You're still feeling ashamed. You're waking up feeling ashamed. You're eating in shame. So you're actually, there's no avoiding the shame if you're secretly eating or hiding. You're not fooling anyone, so to speak. You're just, but what you're doing is you're just stuck in an ugly place of shame. You're not getting away from it. And food then becomes, you're just waging a war with yourself. And it's a very unhappy place and an ugly battle, for sure.
So what are the first movements or, to get away from shame? I know shame's like just super destructive. So
it's very destructive.
I don't think we've ever really talked about this one.
Shame, no, we haven't talked about this. I mean, shame is very attached to emotional eating, overeating, struggles with food. Today we're talking about shame specifically in terms of hiding and secretive eating, not in other ways as well, which does appear for sure. Mm-hmm. But the first thing is at least to admit it, because the denial, when you're hiding, like I said, you're still trying to hide from yourself, not just the word. Even though you're completely trapped in your own little box and bubble, mm-hmm. we can still be trapped in a box and bubble, but in complete denial about it. Mm-hmm. So you first need to admit that you're hiding and eating, and that... And if you admit first, this is what I am doing, and then you would need to face your shame, which would be, of course, even more difficult. So first is get out of denial. Mm-hmm. You're a sneak eater, you're hiding your food, you're hiding eating, and it's a problem. And if you don't at least face the fact that you're hiding and eating, and that it's actually, it's not working, number one, and you're not really hiding from the thing that you think you're hiding from, which is shame. Mm-hmm. You think you're in there all by yourself in the room, shoveling all the food in your thing, or eating what you think you shouldn't be eating, or whatever the case may be. And you think you're hiding from the shame or judgment of the world because of what you think you look like, or your weight gain, or your eating habits. But you're still ashamed. Mm-hmm. You're not hiding from your shame. You're stuck.
So it's actually not even accomplishing anything.
You know, you're stuck in your shame, and you're feeding your shame.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Literally feeding it, and figuratively, mm-hmm. you're emotionally feeding your shame. So you're still in your shame. You're not getting away from it. And in fact, you're probably amplifying it, because now you're just so lonely in this world, and so ashamed and humiliated and embarrassed inside your own head. Mm-hmm. And there's no escaping you. So that's the first place. Admit your shame.
Yeah. And I guess one little extra piece of help is everyone eats secretively too. So you're not the only one. Everybody does this.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know, find a friend, someone that you feel, or a family member, someone that you feel that you can trust, and open yourself up to discussing it. Mm-hmm. Like open yourself up to it. Like, because if you keep hiding it, you'll keep wanting to hide it. But the operative word is find someone you trust. Get a journal. Write down what you're feeling and your shame. Like, it's really, you need to come out of hiding, basically. The first place to start is come out. But you need to do it in a safe arena, mm-hmm. where you feel you're going to be with someone who can at least understand and not judge you.
And no matter who you pick?
Yes.
They'll retort with, oh, I do that too. Because,
exactly.
Because everybody does it.
So for instance, you know, you have a beautiful forum in your group anyway, that if you're struggling with this, put it out to the group, you know, ask for support from the group.
Or reach out via private message. I mean, there's tons of people in there, and I guarantee, like, lots of people can benefit from this in both directions. Because, like I said, everyone has their...
Right.
The private way of eating that they've never told anyone. Like, I've talked to so many people where they report back in. They're like, oh my God, I just found out a thing my wife or husband does they never told me about. I'm like, of course. And I bet you have something you still haven't told them about. You know, I don't mean all other stuff. I mean just their eating habits that they just don't know about. Like, you know about the ones, you only know what people show you. and you know what you're hiding from everyone else. You think other people aren't hiding something from you? Like, are you kidding me? We're all just tons of secrets, right? So, and everyone's scared to tell everyone, and then as soon as everyone tells everybody, everyone has the exact same thing to tell right back. So, believe it or not, everyone's basically doing exactly what you're doing. They just don't want to say, just as much as you're not going to want to say, they're doing the same thing. Starting the discussion is a good thing.
Exactly. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, every human being struggles with shame, whether it's shame over, you know, weight, eating. It can be shame over something, actions, behavior, something. Whether a person might not, for instance, have your particular issue in terms of hiding food, but they're going to have their issue around shame and hiding, because everybody puts on their mask and puts on their face for the world. So everyone will understand shame. Everyone will understand needing to hide and retreat from the world, scared of being judged and humiliation, whether it's overweight or body image or just who you are, personality. Everyone's going to have the struggle on some level in their life in some area. So it's a common theme. I see it consistently, whether I'm dealing with emotional eaters or people struggling with other issues. So when you realize that you're not alone in your shame, and just because you're the one, you have this particular way of managing, coping with shame or shame being triggered, reach out, because it does allow you to start to realize you're not alone. Look for support that's safe support, where you're going to get support, not judgment. And if someone is judging you, understand it's a reflection of their judgment, not yours, and not a reflection of you. And they're just actually hiding their shame, if they're not admitting.
Via the judgment.
They're not fessing up. Yeah. They've had shame too. And everybody struggles with shame. Again, whatever type of shame or form of shame they're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And that really helps, because it removes that kind of extreme burden. And see what support system you can create in this area, rather than
like you said, the forums are a really good place to go to for this, because I mean, you've already found a like-minded group of people, and I like to think that we've got the forum to a place where people should and I've been, people tell me this routinely, that they do feel comfortable revealing things like this. But if you don't want to do it wide open on a blog post in there,
understandable.
What's that?
And that's understandable.
Yeah, reach out to a few people you've made a connection with, especially, you know, and just private message them.
So. Exactly, and I think that's a really great way to start.
And it feels really good when you finally say it to someone, and they say right back to you, "Oh my God, I did that last night too." And that's what happens, and then you're like, "Oh, right, okay." So we're the only, like, we're all in this, like this. We all do this.
Right. And then, you know, if you can find like a few, you know, other people struggling with this, then you can try and find creative ways that you guys can come up with, like, how do we, you know, deal with this? What can we do about this? And again, it's not just about food. You're not just hiding food. You're dealing with shame. So you need to face it. You probably have a lot of wounds and hurts of being shamed in terms of eating that you need to at least want to address or look at. Because a lot of this comes from, again, external shame, being shamed externally. And as a result, you try and hide inside and try and cope with that shame by retreating. But again, you're still feeling ashamed. So you're not, and I know I've repeated that, but it is an important thing that you're not getting away from the social shaming just by hiding. You're still ashamed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
remember that point, and then deal with the shame, and then try and at least address some of the things that you're afraid of. In terms of social eating and the hurts and injuries around when people have put you down because of weight, have made negative comments, and so then you can at least come to terms with some of your own feelings and start to make some progress in terms of overcoming this.
And so the key here is, like, you got to reach out to, like, you have to.
Yes, you didn't
have to reach out to somebody. We're not saying you're going to be able to, like, just stop cold turkey, but the very first step, and the, like, it can go nowhere until you start talking to somebody.
It can go nowhere, you know,
because that act of talking to somebody is the first step coming out of the hiding.
Out of the hiding, exactly, and reducing the shame that at least you, and feeling some kind of connection, and that you have some support. It's a horrible thing to be stuck hiding and eating and lying and denying and pretending.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it gets worse and worse and worse because you've completely now created a false persona. So it's just the price that you're paying is extremely high. And it won't work. It'll just keep flipping back on you. You'll keep eating more and more and more. And then the problem will increase. So it's something that you actually, it's very important to address it, and it's important to look at it, and it is important to put some effort into overcoming it.
And don't be afraid to reach out, because every person I've ever worked with does this. I do it, and it helps when you talk to somebody. And the thing is, even people who are very successful with their transforming their body and maintaining it still deal with this.
Like, absolutely.
We all do. It doesn't go away. You just get better at it. And, like, you just get really a lot better at managing it. But you've got to tell people. And it's so doesn't matter who you – there is nobody who's a kind of – like you've said, everyone has their own version of this. So there's nobody's sort of immune to this. Everyone has – it's part of everyone. So no matter – like, don't think that myself or Brad Pelon or anybody or any of the contest went – like, we all – everyone has to deal with this. So, you know, just because we have our pictures up and we've done this, you know, we're just showing you everything we went through too. So we go through this too. So, like, I'll have a call with Brad. We're like, oh man, you won't believe what I ate last night. Be like, yeah, me too. I'm like, yeah, and it's just, this is what happens, right? But I mean, we're doing okay. It's just, you just gotta roll with it, and this is just all part of the process.
And I mean, I think, like, when we talk about patterns versus, you know, occasions or one-offs. I mean, everyone's going to have a moment, but it's different when it becomes a pattern or a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Then it's a real problem. So if you're having a pattern where it's becoming destructive and dysfunctional, then you really have to reach out and do something about it. If you have a random moment here and there, that's okay. But if it's really sabotaging you and getting in the way, you really have to do something to address it, because it's not going to get better, and it tends to get worse if you don't address it. Absolutely.
All right. So then I guess our answer here is come out of hiding and reach out to somebody, and
admit it to yourself. Admit it. Get out of your own.
Yeah. First step, admit it to yourself. Second step, reach out, and no better place to do it than in our community.
Absolutely.
But if you're not comfortable there, somebody in your immediate life that you trust and that you feel is your best shot at not being judged, and most likely they'll reciprocate saying, they'll answer right back with what they do. And that's the next step.
Yeah. Because, and just very briefly, because even when I gave an example of the friend that I know, she has a whole bunch of people that she could turn to and say, I'm going through this. But none of that's happening because she's hiding, even though she has an enormous support group. So a lot of times you can even have the support groups, but you get too trapped in yourself. So absolutely.
Yep. Step out. All right, then. So I think that's a good place to leave it. What do you think?
Absolutely.
All right. So for Nicola Bird, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.